Hi, I'm Wayne Jones. Welcome to Writing and Editing. This is episode 169, A Few More Words, Metathesis. Let me say that again, metathesis. This is a fairly, I was going to say unusual, but it's not a common word in English. There's probably a lot of people who have never heard it. There's probably a lot of people who, like me, for example, before I was doing this piece, had to look it up again and confirm that it meant what I thought it meant, and it did, fortunately. You know, there are words like that. And, of course, there are people out there who are specialists in linguistics or lexicography or who really know the English language super deeply, who say, metathesis, of course, it's just like butter. You know, I've heard it all the time. And it has a very, I picked the word because it has a very specific meaning, but there's also a couple of things related to it that I think are very interesting. So basically what it means in English is a transposition of letters. So getting one letter before the other. And the example they give in the Oxford English Dictionary for the first written occurrence, which was 1577, by the way, Shakespeare would have been dead. Shakespeare would have been 13 years old. As far as we know, he didn't say it as a kid. When letters are transposed in a word as remember, B-R-E, for remember, B-E-R. So that's very specifically what it means when you change one letter to mean another, when you get them mixed up, basically. The couple of things I wanted to talk about this, and the reason I picked this word in a certain way, it's a diving board to me swimming around in a couple of other topics here. And, it's for the prefix meta. When you see that prefix at the beginning of a word, unless it's a word like metal, for example, which is, I'm going to guess like a straight on English word, you know, from older English, but meta this and meta that as a prefix, it always means something like change or beyond, above, or at a higher level. It's from the Greek. And then there in science, it has various meanings depending on the discipline you're talking about. In anatomy and zoology, it means at the back. So if you're talking about the quotation that I saw in the OED was talking about metaloaf, which is, that sounds like a loaf of bread I would have after I'd already eaten another loaf of bread. Or if you're going to eat two loaves of bread, you may as well put one on top of the other and make a metaloaf out of it. It's the posterior ridge of a molar or premolar tooth. So, and then there was interesting to read. I won't go into them all here, but in various lines of science, there are different. It has different meanings depending on the discipline, which I find very, very kind of fascinating. And the other reason I picked it is because it's a word you may have that may have just sailed by you in recent news, because I've heard it in the news several times. I heard it just, I think, last week in the news. And you probably heard it a few times, likely near the end of the COVID disaster. And that's meta-analysis. And that's it. Where you'd hear it is when a journalist was interviewing a scientist, usually, and they would say that, this new study we have on the COVID virus is based on a meta-analysis that we did. And it may, it may have just sort of sailed by you and you thought, that just means a deep analysis, or it has to do with really looking into it or something like that. But it has a very specific meaning, actually. A meta-analysis, as it refers to academic journal articles, is that they take the conclusions from a whole pile of academic journal articles about this topic about COVID, and they do a meta-analysis based on the various conclusions that are reached in the individual articles. So it has a very specific meaning as well. A meta-analysis means something very, very specific. And Meta, of course, you probably know, is what Facebook has chosen for its new name. It was weird with Facebook, I remember. I'm frankly not a fan of the company. I haven't been on Facebook for many years. I managed to get off of it because I hated their interface. And anyway, not a fan of Zuckerberg either. But they got into some sort of problem. It was probably something got revealed about, them collaborating with the government or something like that. And then, like, within a couple of days, Zuckerberg had changed the name to Meta, and he did this dumb presentation. Just crazy. I don't know. Facebook is kind of a silly word anyway, so Meta is probably a more professional way to designate the company. And the other thing I like about Meta, and part of the reason I'm talking about it here, is that it's also become its own word, Meta. An adjective, basically, and it's not a very old word in the sense that I'm going to talk about, and you probably know it, and you've probably heard it, and probably have used it. And the example they give in the Globe only dates from 1993, so that'll give you an idea of how new this is. That's, what is that, 30 years? That's no time at all. I think last week I was talking about a word that was over 1,000 years old. So 30 years is not much at all. And the example they give is that, this is a quotation from the Boston Globe, quote, I can talk about a trendy example of Meta, The Player. You're quoting there the name of the movie, The Player, by Robert Altman. A movie about movies, a movie about movie making. So Meta is something like that, basically something that's self-referential or self-parodying. So like a movie about movies or something like that. And I looked at, I didn't find it. I looked in the big Merriam-Webster unabridged dictionary, which is available online. Part of it is available for free. You can, most of the words you look up, you'll find for free, but you can also subscribe to it and get the whole thing for an obscenely low amount, something like $20 a year or something. And that is a really giant dictionary. And you could probably get along with what you get for free, but you get a lot more when you pay $20 a year. So I look at the Urban Dictionary, which again, I love the idea of the Urban Dictionary. It's sort of like, in a certain way, Wikipedia for a dictionary, but it's not really managed well. Like it's basically what you'll often see in the Urban Dictionary is just a bunch of people putting in their own examples of the same thing. Nothing is brought together. Nothing is analyzed and organized. It has so much potential to be better than it is, and it's really unfortunate that it's not. The Urban Dictionary is available online, of course, but they certainly had the taker of all quotes there, and I thought this was good. The example they give for Meta, and usually what they do in the Urban Dictionary, to their credit, is that they will provide an example of the word they're talking about. So they example they give for the word Meta are two people talking, and one says to the other, I want to talk about how we talk about things. And the other person says, dude, that is so Meta. And that's exactly the sense in which I think of Meta being used in that way. I like the dude a lot there. So that's the story of Meta, going from something very specific like metathesis and going down to dude that is so Meta. And that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. Check out the show's website at writingediting.ca. And also, please contact me anytime there's any topic, specific or general, that you'd like me to cover on the show. I'll be back on Monday with a regular full episode. Please join me.